All right, Thursday morning, it's a brand new month. It is the month of October. Time for us to check in with Kim Kernahan at Dyke Security and talk about fire prevention. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
This is the month we start talking about home fires because we're all, of course, we've been inside a lot more, this year than usual. But this is when we really are inside and we're using the kitchen maybe a little bit more. We're lighting candles a little more. We're starting to crank up the furnace, all those things that can lead to some danger.
Absolutely, Paul. And, like you mentioned, October is Fire Prevention Month and Fire Safety Month. And there's those things that you want to do just to make sure that everything in your home is good to go, your smoke detectors, heat detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, all those need to be checked.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And so this is probably a good time to maybe do a once-over around the house, isn't it?
Yes, walk through your house, change those batteries. I know we always say change them when the time changes. So even if you wait till the end of the month when the time changes, change those batteries in your smoke detectors. Check the dates. Make sure they're not expired. They do have a lifespan of 10 years. So you want to check those and make sure that they're up to date and functioning properly. Test them. Do a plan with your kids. Have a fire escape plan with the kiddos so they know what to do and how to get out of the house and where to meet. That's really important so you know where everyone's meeting, so you know that your family is safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Fireplace, probably a lot of us during this month are going to have our first fire in the fireplace, and that's something to keep in mind too.
Yep, have the, if you haven't had it inspected, have that inspected and cleaned. All that ash and soot gets built up inside your fireplace, and that can be a fire hazard as well. All your wood-burning stoves, even your electric heaters, if you're not using them, unplug them. Anything with a heating element, you don't want to leave those plugged in.
Yeah. Kitchen fires have really, it seems like, been on the increase in recent years, haven't they?
And, cooking is the leading cause of home fires and home fire injuries. Actually, Thanksgiving is the leading day for fires that involve cooking equipment. Mm-hmm. So stay in the kitchen when you're cooking and frying and boiling and, just keep checking on things. And anything that can catch fire, keep it away from your stovetop. You don't want to have your dish towels and your rags and all that there. And absolutely make sure that you have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen. Actually, it's a good idea to have one in several rooms of your home.
Yeah. I think it used to be if you were cooking, that's all you were doing. But we're all easily distracted now. We've all got those little devices in our hands that take our attention away.
There are so many distractions nowadays. So, yes, and, you really need to keep an eye on what you're cooking. And, again, with candles and, keep your candles away from anything that could blow into them, curtains, things like that. I know a lot of people love to use candles. Make sure your candles are out. And, even for me, I sometimes forget. Set an alarm. When you light your candle, so many of us have access, to our devices and Siri and Alexa. Just set an alarm. Alexa, remind me to turn off my, blow out the candle. Just little simple things that you may not think of to really help keep those fires down and, keep you safe.
Yep, this is a good time to do that because it is Fire Prevention Month. And Dyke Security has smoke alarm systems and monitoring systems for fire, don't they?
Absolutely. And with your home security system, we can add the smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, or if you have those hardwired 110 smokes in your home, we can add a relay to those. So if you are home or if you're not home and we get that alert that there is smoke detected in the home, we can be dispatching the fire department to your home. We can be calling you, trying to get you out of the house. And because a lot of times if you're not home, your neighbors, how often do we hear smoke alarms and we're like, oh, somebody must be cooking.
Yeah.
By the time somebody really notices that, it could be too late. So we can get that ball rolling for you, get the proper authorities to your home before it's a total loss.
Yeah, good idea. If somebody wants to reach you to talk about maybe a home security or home fire monitoring system, what's the best number to reach you at?
They can just give us a call at the office, 982-5331, and we can make an appointment and come out and do a walkthrough with you.
All right. Sounds good. Kim, always appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll talk again
Thank
soon.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.